This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally May Day. May Day, May 1st. And it is a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host today. Some weeks ago, we had a bohemian in space. Miss Aisha Bo. Mind you, on the U.S. program, they were calling her Brown. But we know her as Miss Aisha Bo, that's her name. She's a Bo, right? And there was debate, great debate on whether she went out into space, whether she broke the barrier of the atmosphere and entered into the stratosphere. And there was a debate on whether anyone can go out of the barrier of space and get into outer space. There was great debate today how those Americans churn out all kind of propaganda and suspect type things, right? But they were bohemians who said that it is impossible for man, human being, to go out of space because there's a firmament. Let me pronounce that word. There is a firmament, a protective layer that keeps everything in, and that this protective layer is mentioned in the Bible. I'm not sure why they always call in the Bible to explain these things, but there's a scripture in the Bible that mentioned the word firmament. So I'm going to have a discussion about that, because we have Dr. Cleveland Inius III, who is a teacher, who has a PhD in, what do you call that again, Aaron? That's what I bring up. What is the degree in?
Critical theology.
Critical theology, which means that he compares different religions and analyze the Bible in particular, but other spiritualities. Am I right there?
Yeah, we critique theologies. We critique the theology of various cultures. Some would say spiritualities, but we also understand that many instances, science is a theology.
Yes.
You know, people's way of life ultimately represent a theology. So we critique these different modes of thinking and try to see it from the perspective of their origins in order to juxtapose it to the origin of the planet.
Okay. So today I have Dr. Cleveland Inius III, who is better known here in the Bahamas as Uncle Surah. I'm going to have him formally introduce himself again and then get that scripture which mentioned the word firmament. And then I will have Aaron read some articles. Did you ever get some articles about the spaceship? No?
You mean about the travel into space or the rocket launching?
Out of space. We in space now. We're going out of the space.
I don't think we're in space.
We in the space now?
We're not in space now.
Where are we?
On the planet.
In the space?
No, the whole planet is in space.
Yes, and we want to travel out of the space.
No, we want to travel into space.
But we in space. That's what we have.
We on Earth right now.
Uh-huh.
To leave Earth is to go into space.
And how?
Well, you've been on Taylor Street recently. They're out of space in the inner city.
It's kind of crowded there.
Yeah.
But remind us who you are, Dr. Cleveland Inius III.
Well, first of all, I want to say Namastu, which means I bow to the divinity within you. My name is Pastor Dr. Cleveland W. Inius III. I am the head priest of the Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah here in the Bahamas. and we are under the auspices of the Holy Coptic Church International, led by our Rev. Dr. A.J. Varma, and it's good to be here as always.
Now, you, part of your Christianity tends to have various other, what I call scriptural books, religious books, texts. I want to know, is there any text that mention deferment? And in particular, I like Bible, by the way, because you know, certain people inside here may not make it into heaven, but I'm going to make it here. I'm going to make it of the biblical text mention deferment so I can understand it from a biblical way.
Be careful, because I know at least 15 texts mention deferment.
Yeah?
Yeah, at least 15.
Why do you know that?
You don't mind that.
I would know when last you read the Bible.
No, don't ask me that.
Don't ask you that.
Ask me when last I've been to church. I read the Bible all the time.
Amen. I like that. But we can talk about firmament. And of course, you know, I have an Aaron degree and I'm the resident reader. So we can read some articles and celebrate. Because some people say that's all a farce. Some people
say... I agree, because they're good... Oh, sorry. I thought you was talking about me being the resident reader. That's a farce.
Yeah. Some people say the spaceship opened from outside. And why there was no... astronaut in there with them.
Okay.
And so then I want you to explain all of that so everyone who's listening can understand exactly what Aisha Bowe was. Was she an astronaut?
Okay, so...
Was what the Oprah friend name?
Gail.
Was Gail an astronaut?
No, Gail's not an astronaut. Aisha Bowe... I could confidently call her an astronaut. Gail, in the video that we saw, I haven't seen an official... Right? I haven't seen a video... that was published by NASA, right, or published by SpaceX, or whoever's responsible for the flight. I didn't see that, but I did see a video. And in that video, it appears as if the door opened from the inside and you pull the door in like most house doors. Mm-hmm. But you know, we no longer construct our homes like that. If the contractor puts your house door where it opens inward, you tell him change it, right? Because the thief could easily kick your door in. So what people were saying was, why would a door on a spacecraft that's going into space where the atmosphere is like pressurized, the pressure changes, why would they have a door that opens inward? Surely a breach would cause the door to open inward, right? That's the first thing people are saying. Was it real if the door on the craft was aligned in that way? The second thing is, mm-hmm. is that people were saying, well, which one was the astronaut? Because nobody had on the astronaut suit, the space suit. Mm-hmm. Like nobody had on space suits, right? Then other people were saying, well, don't astronauts do things in space? Can we really call these women astronauts if they didn't do anything, right? And then Gayle King responded to that sentiment saying, but we had two scientists on the craft who were actually collecting data. Now, maybe that's why the door opened inward, so they could stick their hand out and collect a little rainwater and pull it back in and do the test. Maybe that's what it is. But the point is that I think it's a legitimate discussion. Were they astronauts or were they tourists? Mm. Right? Is this what we saw, Blue Origin, or the Shepherd, the New Shepherd was the name of the thing. Mm-hmm. It takes the trajectory of the Alan Shepherd launch. Does what they did qualify as astronaut business, or are they just tourists who went into space? And I think that's a reasonable discussion to have.
Aren't we ready yet, or mm-hmm. I can still talk mm-hmm. to Aaron? Okay, mm-hmm. I'll let you go. What did they say about firmament?
So, I am not an expert on the latest mission that just took place with, mm-hmm. right? I've listened to the commentary from the day that everything was being announced and the trip took place, etc. But biblically speaking, in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, when we look at verse 6, it's mentioned in several places in the Bible, but the first place we see it is in verse 6. It talks about this firmament, right? And this idea of allowing or letting a firmament take place, right? I'm just pulling it up so I can read it, right? this is important because when you go to the language and you see what is actually being said, it kind of gives you an idea of what this firmament is talking about. And God said, Genesis 1 and 6, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it be divided, and let it divide the waters from the waters, right? The first thing we want to look at is this phrase, let there be. This phrase, let there be, is the word Chaya. All right, this is H1961 in the Strong's Concordance, for those who are following the Strong's Concordance. But this word here means to be, to become, to come to pass, exist, happen, and then it says fall out. That's important. Because when you go into the Bereshith, what it's talking about with regard to a firmament outside of what we know as the atmosphere today is indeed the asteroid belt. And that asteroid belt is a fallout from this war, these many wars that were taking place in the heavens. All right? That's important. It says in the midst of the waters. This word for waters is mayim, mayim. And we see waters, water of the feet. They talk about urine. They say of danger, violence, transitory things. And then it talks about refreshment. What danger? What violence? This was a war that was actually taking place in the heavens. So this was the firmament above, separating the planets with water in them, like Mars, Earth, etc. Those are the planets below the asteroid belt. And then you have the planets above the asteroid belt, Jupiter, Uranus, Neptune, etc., that have water in the atmosphere, or they have water with regard to ice, because they don't have water like this planet as water, right? This is important because when we begin to understand what Scripture is saying, I don't know if people are trying to make this into, but I'm going to the language, right? The word there for firmament, right, is the word rakia in the Hebrew, all right? And when we look at this word, rakia, it says extended surface. It says solid in brackets, expanse, firmament, expanse. Then it says, and this is where people get the idea of some type of vault over the earth. It says of a
dome.
A dome, right? They say a dome, right? In brackets now, it says of a vault of heaven supporting waters above, right? But this word, because what they did when they wrote the Septuagint, right? The Septuagint is just the Greek version of the Old Testament. And many Bibles we read today, they are written in Hebrew, but they're translated from the Greek. So this word, rakia, goes back to a Greek word, stereo, right? But the word stereo, it means solid sound. So even though the word solid is being used, making reference to like a solid, as in terms of a solid solid liquid gas, you could have what's called solid sound, right? We have what's called an ozone layer. Ozone layer, seven layers of not actual solid material.
But like the ionosphere.
Yeah, like the ionosphere, the troposphere.
Because sound is frequency.
Stratosphere, etc., right?
Yeah.
But it can block certain frequencies, you understand? And this ozone layer, which actually is birthed from the realities of what's taking place in the earth. They talk about the magnetosphere, and they talk about hot magma. They talk about metals and different things that are actually moving in the earth. But it produces this protection because this
magnetic force, like a force field,
right? And one of those layers is called an ozone layer. But this was the covenant of the bow. The bow was not just the rainbow that we see in the sky when it's about to rain or right after it rains. It's talking about the actual seven spheres that those of us who can be affected by the UV rays from those UV rays.
When you use the word dome, Nuri, I had a reflexive response, mainly because I was a woman, and then I ain't supposed to be saying that, and I felt compelled to say something. perhaps it's the use of, it's the word dome that's a part of the issue. So when we go back to the bow, right? A rainbow is actually a full circle.
Yeah.
A rainbow is actually a 360, a full circle. But what we typically see is just the part above land.
Right.
Or above the horizon,
and
or
above the water. Unless you see around the sun, sometimes you'll see
a full circle, right? And so if you look at a rainbow, typically it looks like a dome, right? A half circle, a half globe that sits and rests on top of a flat earth.
Right.
But if you understand that the rainbow is a full circle, right, then your interpretation, that movement from the bow doesn't go to the dome.
Mm-hmm.
It would go more to a force field that is circular and encapsulates the entire planet.
Planet, yes. Yeah. Yes.
But that was just me being a woman.
No, man, I appreciate it. Is there any other reference of firmament in the Bible?
Yes, please.
Okay, you have one?
When you was in the church.
Okay, go ahead. Read something before you go to the call.
All right, so I found this website, Christianity.com, and it gives a great definition. It gives the same definitions given there. Genesis 1 and 7. Psalms 148 and 4.
What's Psalm say?
The Rakia supported the upper reservoir. That's the scripture.
So it seems as if water above?
It was the support also of the heavenly bodies, Genesis 1 and 14. And is spoken of as having windows and doors, Genesis 7 and 11, Isaiah 24 and 18, Malachi 3 and 10. In the Psalms, we find firmament used also, and I get quotes, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Psalm 19 and 1, again in Psalm 150 and 1, praise ye the Lord, praise him in the firmament of his power. In Ezekiel, it appears five times, and each occurrence is within a vision. In Ezekiel 10 and 1, it is written, then I looked, and behold, in the firmament that was above the head of the cherubim, there appeared over them, as it were, a sapphire stone, as the appearance of the likeness of a throne. Daniel 12 and 13 says, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness. More firmament scriptures in quotes. Job 37:18, can you, like him, spread out the skies, hard as a cast metal mirror? We did Genesis. He set the earth on its foundation so that it should never be moved. Psalms 148:4, praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. And Daniel 12:3 and Isaiah 40:22.
And also, when you go to the Barashith, so that would be the firmament in the celestial heavens. But what they were also doing, these guardian angelic hosts who were replenishing the planet at that time, they were separating two groups of tribes, two that were on the Nile River Valley, the white and the blue Nile, and then there are two tribes on the Tigris and Euphrates River Valley. And what they were saying to them was, this is not an opportune time to have children because we're replenishing. This is not the time for us to reproduce at this time. So they were separating. When they say the waters from beneath and the waters from above, you're talking about the Nile River Valley and the Tigris, Euphrates River Valley being separated and the people in those lands being separated so that they would not have children at that time. So that the planet
with each other. With the other tribes.
And with each, they eventually did have children with each other, but they were being restricted from having children at that time because the planet was not conducive to the building of the various universities or cities that needed to be built for them to live in.
Mm-hmm. Nuri, you ever heard Damian Marley's song Confrontation?
No. How'd it go?
Yeah.
You don't wear Jerry Curl in war.
No.
You don't have sex in war.
Mm.
But it's another reconciling, right? Like there's seasons, and he's telling us in this season we in right now, we don't realize we at war and we should not be doing these things at this time.
So yes. It was some of a code of conduct.
Okay. Right. We have a caller here. Producer, Aaron, pass that caller for me through, please. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri. Good morning, Ms. Green. And good morning to Brother Anku.
Morning, morning, morning.
Good morning, brother.
Yeah, Yeah, but I'm talking about the war and stuff. If you cannot bring like truth beyond a reasonable doubt, that's just, you know. But talking about the firmament, Miss Green, you remember one time ago they used to talk about the greenhouse effect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, but they don't talk about the greenhouse effect no more.
No, they still talk about it.
Call it climate change.
I don't hear them talk about green. I don't hear them mention. I hear them talk about global warming.
But right.
I don't hear them mention the greenhouse effect.
So they're saying that global warming is a result of the greenhouse effect, and that's a catch-all phrase for all of those things.
Yeah, but you know, one thing about a greenhouse is a house has a roof, eh?
Mm-hmm.
A house has a roof. You know, mm-hmm. that kind of way. And see, the thing about it is that we live in a pressurized environment, right? And you can't have a pressurized environment unless it's contained. You need a contained, you need something, you need a barrier, you need something that's airtight to have a pressurized system. You can't have a pressurized system in an open environment.
Okay, let me throw an idea out at you, right? What if there is a dome, okay? What if there is a dome, and the dome is covering the part of the planet that we're on, and then there are outer lands, right? But the dome is keeping us, God's children, in this little safe space. Could the world still be round?
Well, but I like how you say, Ms. Green, that, see, because I was going to say, you know, like when you look at a globe, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you look at a globe, all the land is accounted for. You know what I mean? Like when you spin the globe around, you look at the globe, all the land is accounted for.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at it, you could name all the countries, all the land masses. So as far as you can see, there's no more land. And if we want to seek other land, we have to go off this thing into outer space, right?
Mm-hmm.
In this space, like how you and Mr. Nuri was up in the back and forth just now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But how you was talking about aroundness. But if we knew, like you yourself, a snow globe is Ms. Green.
Mm-hmm.
You buy them snow globe thing, we'll have the little globe on top and you shake them all this, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine we was in like one of them, right? And the firmament is like that top thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We live in, and it's a circle. It's a circle to the bottom, right? Now, imagine if we knew now, if that's the concept we had, and we knew that Antarctica was this big ice ring around us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we would look at that and we would wonder, I wonder if there's any more snow globe past that thing, past the ice, you know what I mean? Instead of saying to ourselves, there's no more land when we look at the globe.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because, see, Admiral Byrd had an expedition, and Admiral Byrd proved, and you could go and search his name. He said that there's land that's undiscovered.
Admiral Byrd, okay, let's hold on.
He went into the planet.
Pause. I got another question for you, then we got a caller on the line, and we got to go. Here's another question for you. I am less concerned about whether there's a flat earth or not, and more interested in why people believe there's a flat earth. I think that people believe there's a flat earth because they've been to inner earth. And if you're in inner earth, right, then it's flat. Like that's that's your perception of the world.
I'm glad you asked that question, Ms. Green.
Mm-hmm.
Because see, I've never been to any inner world kind of way. And I mean, and the numbers, like you said before, they are growing. If you look at them in the Bahamas, right in Nassau, you know, it's growing because why? The truth is undeniable when you see it. You understand? The only reason why you would deny the truth is if that truth drastically changes your life. Like for example, I'm going to end right now. Like, see with Brother Anku, right? The reason why an individual like Brother Anku would have a problem facing the reality of an enclosed system is because, if I'm not mistaken, his religion has him believing in spaceships. You understand? So you see, as far as he's concerned, it got to be an open thing, because if it's a firmament, that means that ain't no spaceship coming, and that means that his religion is nonsense. You see, so...
No, your commentary is nonsense. So let me... No. I can't listen to foolishness. I can't. Hold on. Let me ask you.
No.
So based on your commentary, there are people who believe that this planet we live on, right, there are flat earthers all over the globe. Yes?
Okay, call it. Okay?
Don't hey, go on, man. Because he didn't even hear what I say just now. But
okay.
Go ahead, Aaron, because we have a next caller online.
Just go to the caller. They've been waiting.
Okay. Producer Pat. Oh, the caller. Hang up. I just coming to you. You can see it. Okay, call on the next line. Producer, patch that caller through, please. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live. Turn on your radio.
Hello.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Mary.
Hey.
I agree with Uncle Sarah. Good afternoon to Aaron, my girl, and Uncle Sarah. I agree with Uncle Sarah. I call her. Sometimes this makes sense, but then the other time he's be off the planet, the flat planet.
At least they flatter it is all over the globe. So
anytime you add motion to something that has weight to it, and then the properties of that thing change. So if you add motion, like the spiral of the galaxy, we spiral. And you add motion to that. It's too big for us to understand and comprehend. That, of course, the properties of a round sphere or even a flat sphere would change. But I call to define astronaut because a lot of people just get mixed up with some of these words. They know what they mean.
Mm-hmm.
And the space is to go into space is defined as 50 miles or more. Off the ground. Mm-hmm. That's roughly like Anku was telling you about, the different stratospheres of space.
Mm-hmm.
But 62 miles is actually space. Now, anybody who is designed to pilot or fly a craft above 62 miles is deemed an astronaut. Okay, so you don't really have to go into past the last sphere of inner space to get into outer space. To be deemed an astronaut. That is the reason for that. And the word astronaut comes from the Greek word astro, which means star, and the word not, whether you are an aquanaut or an astronaut, means sailor, astro sailor, star sailor, or aquatic sailor. And that's the definition of all a mix up with. When everybody trying to prove. Thanks for taking
thank,
the call.
Thank you, my brother.
Okay, before we go to the caller, I agree with him because you ever seen me on the dance floor twirling? I look like a totally different person. Everything changes at that speed and that size.
We have another caller there, Aaron. Producer, patch the caller through. Go ahead, caller, Guided Radio AM. Guided Radio AM. Go ahead, caller, can you hear me? Guided Radio AM. No? Okay, they call the next line. I see them now. Guiding Radio AM.
Oh, no, this is me. But, Uncle, that's weak, man. That was weak. I mean, if you think that... I mean,
you said weak. Yes. I asked you a question.
Yeah, but that was weak. But, I mean, because, see, as far as you're concerned...
You say they all over the globe.
No, but wait a minute, brother.
Did you say yes or did you say no?
I was agreeing with you. I thought you were going to respond to me saying that the reason why you have a problem accepting this reality is because your religion involves a...
No, I have... If you would allow me a moment, since you... Because every time you call in, you filibuster the show. You was talking, spewing. This idea of a globe can be solved simply by going into your bathtub and blowing bubbles, my brother. And let me explain why I'm saying that before you start spewing. Because the way energy works, the most stable form for energy is a circle. And, of course, a flat circle is not going to be in space. It's going to be a sphere. And if you understand... Because y'all ain't arguing about a flat Mars and y'all ain't arguing about a flat Jupiter and y'all ain't arguing about a flat moon. But why is Earth flat? But every other planet inside the solar system is not flat. The ones that we could see from Earth are not flat.
How many questions did you ask me? How many questions did you want me to answer?
Concept that I'm bringing forward. It's not a matter of how many questions. I am bringing forth the concept of how energy is stabilized, and the most stable form of energy is a sphere. And you can test that reality by simply going into your bathtub and blowing bubbles. You can actually look at raindrops and see how raindrops, there are no flat raindrops falling from the sky.
Let me bring a concept to you now, brother. All right? Let me bring a concept to you. Now, you're talking about bathtub. You go in a bathtub, all right, and you can run that water. And you know what that water is going to be? The water is going to be level. You ever see the construction tool that they use called a level?
You mean the one with the bubble in it?
Listen, brother.
If I see the... I work construction, so it have a bubble in it. Yes.
Okay, brother. Okay, let's not even go with the level with the bubble. Let's go with the water in a cup. Let's go with the water in a puddle. Let's go with water anywhere. Water is always level. That's why it is called sea level, brother. It's called sea level because water don't curve, brother. That's why when you go on the beach and you look from
your bathtub being curved.
straight to the right, you see a straight flat line. That's why when you're an artist and you're drawing a picture of a scenery, you draw a straight line as your horizon.
But that's a good point you're bringing up. Because
it's level. Because you understand it, brother? Water does not bend. And anyone, especially GNN talking about, I'm off this planet. If GNN believe water is curved, I want GNN show me water bending.
But again, just run the water in your bathtub. The water will curve around your bathtub.
Brother, if GNN believe people in a struggle of his mind.
All right, call it. Okay, here's
Let me say this. There's no such thing as upside down in space because there's no up and there's no down.
Yeah.
Where's up in space? Where's down in space? There's no such thing as up and down in a limitless in a space that is limitless. Mm-hmm. There's no up and down. So that's already crazy.
I want to say, let's refrain from attacking people and let's stick to critiquing ideas. Also, Marvin was using a little bit of wit. That's it. It was just a little bit of wit, right? It was a critique of your ideas and it was a little humor to slide it along.
Yeah, but see, you got to be responsible when you call in the radio, right? You if you want to know something about my religion, you ask. You don't come in here and tell me what my religion is. I don't do that to you. I don't tell you about Rastafarianism. I don't come on this radio talking about Rastafarianism. And all Rastas are in the same. I respect the religion of Rastafari. And you will respect the Holy Coptic Church.
Mm-hmm.
You're calling here telling us what we believe and what we accept. If you want to ask, ask. I'll answer the questions, but I'm not listening to no foolishness.
Amen, brother. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio
morning,
AM.
How are you
guys doing? No, well,
morning, morning.
52.
You know, I had to call because, firstly, the objectional truth, right, is that the earth is round. Now, Rasta is getting mixed up. Rasta, you lost on this one, man, and you're making me sick with this importunate BS. Now, Anku, 15 degrees is what? 1 hour, right?
Yes.
15 degrees.
On the arc.
Yes, and so west is early, east is later, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so 24 times 15 will give you 360 degrees. Mm-hmm. Why is it that even if I could look and see the moon is round, if I get a telescope angle and I look into the cosmos, right, I see other planets that are round, right?
Yes, yes.
And so now the fact that one word I was trying to teach Rasta, I don't know, the earth is an ellipsoid.
Yes.
All right? Let me explain it. I know you could explain it, Anko, but just let me do it. That means, Anko, why is it that we have 6 months or 5 months of daylight at the North Pole and the South Pole, respectively?
The tilt.
How could the earth be flat?
The axis tilts.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know. But I'm saying, why? I'm not into a flat earth, you know.
Right.
Like, I had an argument on some of the chat group the other day. I said, just go and ask Google, man, all right? Because, I just want to, this is real foolishness. Now, as it relates to the PSYOPS operation with the female astronauts, and this is not against females, I mean, right? But this is a PSYOPS operation in order to normalize space travel for the transhumanists in the future, okay?
Mm.
All right. And so what they did was they did this psychological photo ops to make you get comfortable and put celebrities on it, you know what I mean? But actually, one mile is 5,280 feet. So you multiply that by 62, and then I guess you get like 300,000 feet, right? But you have true north, grid north, and magnetic north, right?
Yeah.
Which explains the tilting of the earth. And so we know that all civilizations have looked to the stars. Many of you have discussed the 13 planets before. You have to explain these things because you're in depth in these things. But we can do simple things to show that the earth is actually round. But because why it bulges at the equator, and that means it's flattened at the poles, right, Anku? That's what an ellipsoid is. It's flattened at the poles, but it bulges at the equator. When you look at the globe, when we've been in school, Aaron, didn't you see that the longitudes converge to the north and converge to the south, Anku?
Yes.
They don't come closer to the north and the south?
Yes.
Man, 52, I was about to row with you, man.
Because 15 degrees is 1 hour, that's why they have less sunlight.
Stop talking sense. I was about to row with you.
I laugh at the big joke with the inner city running out of space. Give thanks. Give thanks.
Yeah, man, listen, but you're telling me that Tolkien spent 75 years and 100 million words telling me about inner earth, middle earth, and outer earth, and the world ain't flat? Right. Or at least and the dome over just one, the inner earth?
And I'm curious to find out how the meteorites are hitting the planet. But
they're coming through the dome.
They're coming through. There's
holes in the ozone.
So the meteorites strategically go through the holes in the dome.
Yes.
To hit the planet.
And it bounces off.
And it never, ever breaks the dome.
No, I believe it breaks the dome. And I realize now That's why BPL ain't have no money. They have to call on everybody, including BPL, to go fix the dome every time a meteorite comes through.
The line's full, Aaron. The line's full. Yeah. Let's squeeze.
And then we go back to the solid sound.
Okay.
Yes.
Interpretation.
Yeah, that's the word for a man is stereo.
Go ahead, caller. Guiding radio AM. Caller, girl, want?
You know, I tell you the simple.
You there? We got you.
We got
ahead,
you.
Go ahead, brother.
If the earth were flat, all of the trees would be leaning toward the center.
Mm.
When there's an eclipse and the earth becomes between the moon and the sun, the shape that is formed on the moon would be flat.
Exactly.
Okay? So let's put this foolishness to rest.
Thank you.
Uncle, if the earth was round, I would pick up speed when I run in.
Yeah, hold on, man. Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
84 and 11, where for God is a sun and a shield.
That's
now,
right.
The psalm knew this way back then, that the magnetosphere is a shield.
That's right.
Okay? And without that shield, we would be fried.
That's
so
right.
God is the sun, which is the sun that we see upstairs there, and the shield, the magnetosphere that's protecting us. And if we can't wrap our head around that, you can't have no shield unless you have a circular object.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful morning.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's move to the next caller again. Guiding Radio AM. Call a girl once. Call a girl twice. Okay, we gone, caller.
Okay, so I did a little research. When I was doing my research, looking for these scriptures in church, Neri, in church, I asked a question, do any flat earth-based religions or cultures reference a firmament? And no. I was talking to AI.
Mm-hmm.
I know that much, even though I was in church. It said, one reference said, in the book of Enoch, but they referred to the book of Enoch as a Jewish text and not a Christian text, right? But it said, no other religions reference a firmament. And so looking at images of representations of Earth from indigenous cultures that represented Earth like a flat plane riding on top of a turtle, there were no firmaments. There were no solid domes in those images, represented in those images of flat earth, right? Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's interesting, why do some flat earthers believe in a firmament?
Right.
When indigenous cultures who believed in a flat earth didn't represent or talk about a firmament as well.
Or why flat earthers believe in an equator.
Yeah.
What is you cutting the square in half? What is being... Because equator means to cut in half. It's equal amounts of earth on each side of this circle.
Let me ask you this, Uncle.
Mm-hmm.
There's such a thing as outer space, right? Is there such a thing referenced in the Bible as inner space?
Yes, it talks about there's what some refer to as a hollow earth. There are caverns in the earth. And this, again, can be confirmed. The one thing I agree with the brother Chris on is he talks about this Admiral Byrd, a Navy pilot that was successful at going to the poles and going into the Earth where there was a tropical environment, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember I read it even as, I thought it was just a kid's story when I was growing up. And then as I began to research it further, you realize that there's actual documents on this journey that Admiral Byrd took. The planet itself is not a solid sphere. It has liquid, it has these bodies of land. But within the planet, magma, hot magma, but then there are also these caves or these areas or lagoons that are quite researchable that you can actually, do the research on to understand it. But furthermore, without that, there's nothing in the universe that is ultimately solid.
Right, because everything is frequency.
Everything is frequency, and if you understand how an atom operates, the nucleus of that atom, which has the protons and the neutrons and then the electrons are very, very far away mm-hmm. from that nucleus.
Yeah.
There's a lot of empty space, and this is why scientists, they make reference to what they're calling dark matter.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's this matter in space that is causing the universe to expand still, right? And eventually it will collapse on itself. But the reality of the situation is there are energies that if we are not just slowing down to appreciate what makes up what we're calling the space is a vacuum, yes, but there are different frequencies within space. There are different radiation belts within space, right? The one that's most important to us is the ozone layer. And of course, there are holes in our ozone layer over certain cities, which is why the UV rays will get through at a higher rate over certain areas of in certain parts of the planet, because there's an actual hole in these ozone layers. So all it takes is for us to really just slow down and just do some research and not just sit in the echo chamber and talk to people who agree with us only, as opposed to just looking at language, looking at science, and actually having a reasonable conversation like we're trying to do today.
We have some more callers, Jen, and Aaron have some texts. Let's go to the caller there, Kermit, please. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM with CA Nuri.
CA, Aaron, all of y'all explaining it correctly, man. 52 was right on. Anku is right on. Anku, I failed science class, man. Why are you trying to put me back to all that? I need you to explain to me in a simpler form what's going on. Okay, you take a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
My boy, Rasta, we love him, man. But Rasta, we got to straighten him out.
Mm-hmm.
You take a bucket, put it on the ground, and then you pour water in it. What that water could do, Anku, just like you said, of whatever it is
water
in,
forms,
right?
Whatever shape it's in, yes.
Whatever shape you put that in, that could take that.
Right.
Okay? And the reason for that is, I don't want y'all to miss this. The universe is in perpetual motion.
Mm-hmm.
That is why he thinks everything flat is what's going on. But you, the flat is just the ending of what the sea is, sea level. The bottom trying to get through the earth, because the earth in perpetual motion. So the bottom would take the form of whatever the bucket or whatever you put it in.
Right.
You understand? We got to keep this simple. Okay, take the swings at the carnival. The door sitting down on the string upright. The swings start to move around, start to go around in a circle. Then I go in a circle, your head pointing in, my head pointing in, I point in the opposite direction on the opposite side. What keeps us in the swing?
Right.
I mean, I know what keeps me in the swing, but that's different for everybody.
the forces,
you know,
yes.
When that swing starts to go around, that creates something else, perpetual motion. Now I'll act different. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with the, it ain't no different, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Let Aaron read the text. And I want to talk about New Jerusalem. Rasta mentioned spaceship. Is there possible of life outer space? Is there an existence of life?
Of course there's life.
I can let you talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, go ahead. I thought you were asking. Go
okay,
ahead.
And then all just for, okay, because I want to know, is God water?
God can't be water.
Mm.
God invented water.
Mm.
You know, he created it.
Mm.
Yeah.
According to Bahamian rocket scientist James Murray, when he appeared on Guardian Radio, the designation astronaut is a promotion. You first have to get an advanced degree like doctor or aerospace engineer. Work in that capacity from some years. Then you might be promoted to an astronaut. James, who has much more experience and actually builds rockets, does not call himself an astronaut. You mean like more experienced than me, right? That's all you could be referencing. My interpretation, no one has to guess if you are or aren't, because an official body would have given you something written to say you've been selected for astronaut training. Aisha Bo was never promoted by NASA as an astronaut or trained by NASA as such. Everybody on the Blue Origin. Not everybody was an aerospace engineer, and Aisha was, is, still, right? Let's not cast aspersions. That's such a petty point, Texter. We could have a conversation about whether the people on this craft were tourists or astronauts, but don't attack Aisha Bo in that way. And it's been a consistent attack. And the nuance is not is barely perceptible. It's a broader conversation that's relevant to the Bahamas because the Ministry of Tourism has told us that we're now engaged in space tourism. So we need to talk about these things and we need to define that terms. But we're not going to degrade or degrade Miss Aisha Bowe's reputation, her career, or her integrity by suggesting she's calling herself something she's not or allowing other people to do that.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Call, I see you. Call, I see you. If you want, you can hang up and call right back. But I'm going to come back right after this break. And you first, if you go, hold on. As soon as we come back, we're going to put you on. We're talking about behemoths in space. Now we can talk about outer space and people living outer space. We also talk about inner space and people living in the hollow earth. Right? So we have all that.
Is God water? And can you get to space through the ocean?
And is God in creation?
And all of the space talk, what about the people who say, we don't need no spaceship? We travel through portals that exist on the earth and in the water into space and to other planets.
Are there portals? Anyway, we're going to be right back. We're answering all those questions today. We can go to the caller, then we're going to let Uncle, if you can remember all those questions, just reply to and respond to those. Guiding Radio AM, Aaron Green is with me, the CA Nuri. We'll be right back.
Some of the roofing material we carry, Pinda Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, 134.20 a rule. Felt, 15 pounds, 16.50, 30 pounds, 19.80. Owens, Corning Duration Shingles, and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, 56.56 a bundle. Gallon of Roof Cement, 33.47. All sizes, treated dimensional lumber. And of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, 28.76. Half-inch sheetrock, 22.18. All prices include VAT.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You try to rest, but go with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Up everything, they made up everything. Whoa, I did not believe there is a flat earth. That old thing looked like it is for facts, bro. Why would they tell me the shit is round for?
And welcome back to Guiding Radio AM. Let's quickly go to this caller, then we get Uncle to the last word. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. Call a girl once, call a girl twice.
Okay, before you let Uncle say the last word, right? Mm-hmm. Remember I tell you I was going to turn my life to crime?
Yeah.
Anyway, I went to Uncle for word. He's a reverend. I went to for word, mm-hmm. you know, to, for some guidance. He's like, listen, hold on, Aaron. You try politics first. It's like crime light.
Same thing.
I don't think you know. Not same thing. I don't think you're ready for true crime. Just try politics first.
Yeah. Go ahead, Uncle.
I trust this place.
I still want to talk about aliens, you know, but we'll talk about that
in the show by just simply saying that we cannot throw established science to the side to spew nonsense, right? The earth's water, which includes all of the oceans, the lakes, the rivers, is pulled towards the earth's center of gravity. Look this up. Center of gravity, resulting in a nearly spherical surface. The surface, while appearing flat on a small scale, actually follows the curvature of the earth's surface, right? That's important because without us understanding these basic tenets in science, such as, because we are teaching church, so we respect science, this reality of the center of gravity, this reality of the atom, and the fact that the atom is portrayed as being circular, the original periodic table was drawn as a circle, the celestial bodies that we're seeing from the planet are circular. All of these things are important. Now, with regard to Aisha Bowe, I just think we just need to appreciate that we are a part of the new space frontier. Whether we call it space tourism, whether we call it her astronaut or not, the reality is she had to put in a lot of work to get into that ship. All right? She didn't just get pulled out in a lottery. She earned it. And we got to respect the fact that there's a person with some positive attention to us on the scientific frontier. Because if you cannot appreciate science, you will not make it into this next space that we're heading into as a people. All right. Next show, we'll talk about the celestial beings and Revelation 21 that talks about. You can call it aliens.
Is God water? Right. Are the portals in the Grand Canyon? Are they in the water?
We live near a portal, right?
I live near the portal.
The Bermuda Triangle.
That's why I know some people disappear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As is above?
As above, so below.
I don't even know what that means. That sounds large.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth.
That's what it
is in heaven.
Yes.
It sounds large, like, man. That sounds like from the Lord.
It's in the Lord's Prayer.
Large prayer? I like that. I like that. The large prayer. Get it? Large.
The Lord's
prayer. I don't know nothing about cabins in the woods.
You need to join a lodge. Or a sisterhood. I don't think you could join a lodge. Lodge for men.
I don't think I could join a sisterhood either. I don't think they could let me in.
No, they let
you. I ain't wearing a white skirt to march. I need pants.
No, you can't wear no pants.
Listen, Harriet Tubman say wear pants.
Lodge women don't wear pants. You wear a dress or a skirt.
That's because lodge women don't have to run. I ain't in the lodge. I ain't safe.
You can never join then. You could be outside.
Anyway, I'm not casting aspersions against the lodge. My grandmother.
I'm just saying you can't.
My grandmother, Una Hasty, was a lodge member.
She wore a skirt?
Yes, a dress.
See, you can wear a skirt
every 100 years,
mm-hmm.
I wear a skirt.
Skirt. Mm. Okay.
You catch me some years? A whole dress.
Whole dress?
Yeah.
Yeah. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Like in Brigadoon, it's soon time for Aaron to wear her skirt. And we can be ready to take a picture. Right here to take
only,
picture.
Only 35 years left.
Yes, Namaste, family.
I can be there to take a picture. Just can see Aaron there. At a mini boy. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Right? A wonderful day.
They don't make mini skates for size Andrus women.
That's a wide Andrus.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.